Well, it is Tuesday morning. It's time to talk all things financial with Brad Graber, our financial planner. You can learn more all about Brad and everything that he has to offer as far as his services at investingintruth.com. But hey, Brad, I was thinking, because you know today is Reformation Day, and since we're talking to you about all things financial, if you wanted to come over and nail $95, $100 bills to my door, I'm okay with that.
I can't imagine you would have a problem with that.
Not at all. Even if it wakes me up, it's okay. I just wanted you to know it's perfectly fine. You do that any time that's convenient for you today, okay?
That's a great idea.
All right. Well, today we're talking about putting it all together, why giving should be included in your investment strategy. Brad, what do you mean by that?
Well, I love this topic because it really brings together a lot of things we've been talking about. So we've talked about the heart of giving. We've talked about some of the investment basics that people need to be considering. But the one part that a lot of people don't think about is, how does my giving and my investing, how do those things come together, and how can I be a better steward of what God's given to me by incorporating my giving with my investing? So that's what we're going to talk about today.
And we're looking for maybe a parable or a something from God's Word that would help us guide through that. I'm noticing on your website the parable of the shrewd manager.
Yeah, and this is one of those parables that certainly stumped me for a long time. So it's kind of one of my favorites after I got to understand it. And in it, we've got a guy that was a steward of another wealthy guy's property. And in the end, he was dishonest. He was found out. But what he did, he used the last moments that he had to steward this wealthy person's money to actually win himself favors that would take care of himself after he lost his job and he was going to be cast out on the street. And the shocking part is that the owner comes, sees what he has done, and actually praises him for his shrewdness. And we were left wondering, what is the spiritual lesson in this? But ultimately the spiritual lesson comes at the end, where we read, "For the sons of the world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light." So it's actually kind of a reminder that we need to be shrewd in how we're dealing with things. Shrewd in the way that we're dealing with the resources God is giving us, because the world around us, they're only dealing with money from the temporary standpoint of what they get during this life. But if we look at how people are handling money and the time that they're spending in accumulating money, they're doing a tremendous job of that and using great wisdom in accumulating those things that are just going to pass away. So as sons of light, as believers who have an eternity in front of us and see money as being a tool to go share the gospel and to win souls for eternity, we need to have so much more passion in how we're stewarding our money and how we're using it to ultimately have an impact on eternity. But oftentimes we fall back on the traps of money and how money can actually negatively impact people, so we shy away from spending as much time and doing as much research on how we can use those gifts God's given us to impact the kingdom. And that's where this really comes into play. So as we're looking at our giving strategies, the one thing I always want people to ask is, and that's the key, ask the question, how can I be more efficient in my giving? And I absolutely love those situations where people have a heart for giving, they're motivated to give, and they actually ask that question, because that allows us to sit down, evaluate their situation, and see, do you have assets that can be given away in a more tax-efficient manner? And ultimately what, in having a giving strategy involved or incorporated with our investing strategy, ultimately allows us to take money that would have gone to the IRS and would have gone to taxes and redirect those things to actually give that money to our charities. So there's a lot of efficiency can take place inside of our own investment accounts that allows us to redirect money for kingdom purposes that wouldn't have gone there if we would have just left things alone.
Yeah, I love that you bring that up, Brad, because, you know, we're not talking about doing a thing that's dishonest. We're talking about making the laws of the land work to our benefit so we can continue to invest in kingdom work. I was talking with a friend a while back, even just about church giving, and they said, well, I don't like to claim that on my taxes. I want that to be just between me and God. I said, you know what? I totally respect that, and I understand why you're doing it. I said, at the same time, though, if you claim all that giving on your taxes, then you're going to get a bit of a break, and you can invest even more in the kingdom. And they just looked at me and said, hadn't thought about that. I said, I hadn't either until somebody, you know, talked to me about it. So it was helpful. But talk also about efficient investing. What do you mean by that?
Well, with efficient investing, a lot of people may have a a taxable investment account where they own stocks or mutual funds or something like that, where if they sell it, they may have to pay some taxes on the capital gain, so the value that has gone up that they haven't paid taxes on yet. And one of the great strategies is to actually give those investments to the charity that you're wanting to support. Rather than writing a check and giving cash, you can actually give away those investments that have some taxable gain inside of them. And if it's an investment that you ultimately didn't even want to get rid of, it's something you want to continue to hold, well, you were going to give cash to your charity, so instead of giving the cash to the charity, give the stock, give the mutual fund, whatever it may be, use the cash to go back and repurchase that same investment. And what you did, you took that untaxed gain, the gains from when you previously bought it, that was all given away and given to the charity, who's a nonprofit entity and doesn't have to pay the tax when they sell it and get the money. But you're able to go back in with that cash that you would have originally given, and you purchase that same asset back, and now there's no untaxed gain in it. So now if you want to sell it a year or two down the road, your cost is a whole lot higher, and any taxes you pay will be reduced by what you gave away. So it's a very efficient strategy, and I love having clients that are generous givers and have these taxable accounts because it's one of our investment strategies. We're always looking at how can we take gains in your account and give those away and then make reinvestments by funneling new cash back in. So their account ultimately isn't hurt at all. Ultimately, it's more tax efficient, and those taxable gains were given to the charity.
Hey, I want to let you know that if you'd like more information about what Brad is discussing this morning or things we've even talked about in the past, this is all coming from his boot camp series on his website, investingintruth.com. You can connect to Brad's website through ours. That might be easier to remember since you hear us mention moodyradio.org/Indiana so much. But Brad, we've only got about a minute or so left in our time together this morning, and I do know that you list some things at the end of this particular post on your website, things to consider. What is it? Deduction limits, ability to repurchase, transaction costs, and we can go to the website and check those out. But which one would you think would be maybe the most important for our purposes this morning to highlight?
Well, it really does depend on the situation. So you won't be able to deduct if you're a very generous giver. You won't be able to deduct as high of an amount according to your income as you can if you give cash. So that does come into play sometimes. But if you're looking at giving assets and contributing the cash to repurchase them, you just have to understand that there could be some cost that investment may not be able to be repurchased. Those things can come into play. So it's so important. The most important thing is have the conversation with your accountant, with the charity even that you're wanting to contribute to. Most of those will be able to facilitate this kind of conversation and this kind of gift. So just have the conversation and explore how can I be a better steward in the way that I'm giving.